You want to sit next to Zadie? Okay, good evening, everyone. So I wanted to go back to an idea we mentioned last night. We said that a woman has to be careful never to light Shabbos candles before Plag HaMincha. We discussed roughly what that is, but as I mentioned, you could the time for Plag HaMincha will be posted, especially during the summer times when people tend to light early, some people. So we said you have to make sure not to light before Plag HaMincha. So first thing I want to point out is that when a man goes to daven at what they call an early Shabbos minyan, typically mincha will be before Plag HaMincha, because the best way to do it is that mincha should be before Plag HaMincha and Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv afterwards. So they usually schedule it for mincha to be about 15 minutes before. So whereas during the winter or during a time when, you know, if a woman's lighting it at the regular time, when her husband leaves for shul, that's usually a pretty good indication that she should be lighting if she hasn't lit yet, unless her husband is an early goer. But if he goes to early shul goer, but if he goes to shul at the right time to be there on time, but not particularly early, so during the rest of the year or during the summer, as I say, if you're not making early Shabbos, if your husband's leaving for shul, that means you should have lit already, or you should definitely be lighting right then if you haven't lit. But not if you're starting Shabbos early. If you're bringing in Shabbos early, then it's very, very likely that your husband's leaving for shul 15 or 20 minutes before you're allowed to light, because it'll be 15 or 20 minutes at least before Plag HaMincha, because mincha will start in the shuls around 15, between 10 and 15 minutes before Plag HaMincha. So you specifically can't light. Then you have to make sure when he leaves for shul, that might be your indication that, okay, I can light in 20 minutes. But that's one thing to be careful about, not to use his leaving the house as a sign to light then. Secondly, there's a shaila in the poskim. When a man is mekabel Shabbos, is his wife automatically brought along? Is she required? Is she not obligated to be mekabel Shabbos at the same time? So again, let's talk about during the summer and the couple starting Shabbos early. So the husband's going to shul. Let's say sunset is not till 8 o'clock, but he's going to in shul. They're going to be starting Kabbalah Shabbos at 6:15, and Kabbalah Shabbos in davening is at the end of Lechadodi when you get to the part where he says Boi Chala, Boi Chala. And if you didn't say that, so then the very next line is Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. When you say that, you say Boi Kala, Boi Kala, you say Mr. Shilim Shabbos, you're Makabal Shabbos then. The husband, the man, is Makabal Shabbos. Whoever's davening is Makabal Shabbos then. So the husband might be doing that in shul at, I don't know, 6:30, 6:45, whatever it is, somewhere around there. And the question is, so does his wife have to make sure to light by then? Does she have to make sure to be Makabal Shabbos when he does, and therefore make sure the candles are lit before he's Makabal Shabbos, or at least momentarily before, or does he not? So, like the poskim will say he does, they will, what according to that shita, when you do this and the husband, you're bringing Shabbos early, the husband goes to shul, so you have like a window in which you can light. You can't light too early because it'll probably be, you know, you can't light before Plag HaMincha, excuse me, but you can't wait too late either, because you want to make sure it's light before your husband starts Shabbos. So some shuls will give you that window, especially if it's a shul where they're following the Rav there, follows the Shita that you need to be Mekabel Shabbos, you know, at the same time or either before or with your husband. So he'll give you a window and say candle lighting not before, let's say 6:45 and not later than 6:55. He'll give you about a 10-minute window, you know, make sure it's not before Plag HaMincha. But don't wait till after, whatever, about 10 minutes later, because by that time the shul might have already, you know, been Mekabel Shabbos or getting ready to be Mekabel Shabbos. So they give you a window, and you can only light within that window, not earlier, not later. That's if you're following those poskim that the wife has to light and has to start Shabbos when her husband does. Others say not like that. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, for example, says in a tshuva that it's not necessary for a wife to be mekabel Shabbos when her husband does. If her husband, if they're starting Shabbos early and the husband be mekabel Shabbos early, as long as it's still before the Zman, the regular Zman, she doesn't have to be mekabel Shabbos yet. And many people will follow this sheet and they'll take advantage of it. And even though the husband goes to shul, the wife will will continue to do malacha in the house, continue to get ready for Shabbos. And, even though in shul he's already mekabel Shabbos, but he's not coming home for another 20 minutes, half hour, whatever it is. So she'll take advantage of that time and continue to do malacha. When you're doing that, we recommend, though, that she should at least be mekabel Shabbos before her husband walks back into the house. I mean, he shouldn't come home Friday night and he's already davened, called Shabbos and Maariv, and for him, he's it's Shabbos, and he walks into the house and, the floor is still being mopped and who knows, whatever, maybe the other appliances are still being run and his wife didn't light candles yet. No, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. You should work it out that the husband, when your husband comes home from shul, you'll have lit candles at least the moments before. So when he walks in, the candles are lit and it's Shabbos in the house. And what some places, what they do is, if the husband goes to an early minyan, and he says, okay, look, I'm going to go to the minyan, but I'm going to stay and learn afterwards. I'm going to stay and learn. So I'll come home at whatever time. He still gains a lot of time that, they're not waiting for the late time. But the husband says, okay, look, whatever it is, the minyan will be over at 7 o'clock. But I'll tell you, I'm going to stay and learn. I'll come home 7:30. And this way, the wife knows she has till 7:30 to light candles. But she should do it before he comes home. Okay, now, and one other important detail, Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva where he writes that a woman is not obligated to start Shabbos when her husband does. But he does say that she's not allowed to do after the husband was mekabel Shabbos, she's not allowed to do any malacha that is uniquely or specifically for him. Meaning if she, a pair of pants of his that she needs to sew up or iron or something like that, a malacha which is just for him, not for the household in general. I mean, I don't mean the cooking or the lighting candles itself, which is for him as well, but it's not just for him. But I mean things that are just for him. As I said, maybe to prepare a type of food that only he eats and only he's going to eat, making this food, making that food, or as I said, doing sewing or ironing or laundry, which is just for the husband, that she should not do. Once her husband's a kabbal Shabbos, because it's a din in him, he shouldn't have somebody who's, I don't want to say this wrong, but Rav Moshe writes that it's basically, there's a pasuk says, v'yinofesh ben amoscha, that a person's, who's somebody who's working for him, is not supposed to work for him once he's mekabel Shabbos. Meaning, so a woman has certain obligations to a husband. Husband has obligations to the wife as well, but she has certain obligations to the husband to tend to certain needs of his household needs. So that she shouldn't do once he was mekabel Shabbos, because he's not supposed to have somebody working for him. Now, this is not to be confused with the following. If started Shabbos and it's still before sunset, you are allowed to ask someone, even a Jew who wasn't mekabel Shabbos yet, to do something for you. Meaning, if your whole household started Shabbos and then you realize that we forgot to turn on certain lights in the house or the air conditioning. Well, maybe we did turn it on, but there was a kilkel in the air conditioning, or a fuse blew or whatever it is. Whatever happened, and you realize there's some malacha that you need done before Shabbos, and it's still comfortably before sunset. So if you have a neighbor who wasn't mekabel Shabbos yet, you could I'm talking about a Jew. Certainly, if there's a non-Jew, but even a Jew who wasn't mekabel Shabbos yet, you're allowed to ask them if they could please come in and help you with your air conditioning or the lights or whatever it is. Forgot to turn off the oven. You name it. I'm sure these are all cases that come up, and I'm sure there are plenty others. So the other person is not obligated. He doesn't work for you. He's not your paid employee or unpaid employee. He's just a friend doing you a tova. So you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to ask a friend or a non-friend or whatever. You're allowed to ask another Jew to help you out after you makabel Shabbos. Even if your whole house was makabel Shabbos, he could come into your house and he or she could come into your house and do what it is you need. It's just the question that the wife who's doing these chores for her husband is part of their marriage agreement, whether or not they discussed the details of this when they got married, but it's the unwritten, unspoken, understood marriage agreement. So she's working for him in a sense. She's that she shouldn't do. She shouldn't do work that is specifically for her husband, but other stuff she could do according to that shita. So as I said, there are two shitas. There are two shitas. There are those that are machmer, once again, that the wife has to do kabbalah shabbos before her husband, or before, or you know, with her husband, not later. But Moshe held not like that, and many are relying on this lenient view. If one doesn't have a specific psak from anyone else, you could rely on this on the Ramosha's psak and not be makabel Shabbos, even though your husband did already. One other thing I wanted to point out was related. Just give me 1 second. Try to remember what it was. Don't remember exactly what it was, but I'll mention one more thing, that in general there is a halacha that if the entire tzibur, if the entire community is makabel Shabbos, then everybody is drawn after them and everybody has to be makabel Shabbos. So Rav Moshe writes though and explains that that's if you live in a community where the makabel Shabbos year round early, because for Kedusha Shabbos the minig of this community is whatever it is, a half hour before the regular time, the makabel Shabbos, mamish makabel Shabbos, year round. So then individuals who live there are obligated to follow that. If it's not the whole community, if there are two different shuls or more in the community, like most or many of our communities, there are different shuls, and maybe one shul they start early, one shul they don't, then you don't have to, especially if you're directly connected with the shul that doesn't. Or if you're not really connected with either one specifically, then you wouldn't have to do this. But if you live in a community, or if you're spending a Shabbos in a community where there's just one shul or all the shuls do this, the entire community start Shabbos early, and they're doing it for Kedusha Shabbos, then you have to do it as well. If they're only doing it for convenience, says Ramosh, for example, places where they only do it during the summer, they're not doing it for Kedusha Shabbos. They're doing it because they want to get the, they want to eat the Suda before it gets too late, before the kids fall asleep, and etc. So if they're only doing it for convenience, and they say the litmus test being that they don't do it during the winter, only during the summer, then you're not drawn after it anyway, even if you don't have to follow what they're doing. But if the shul or the community is makabel Shabbos for Laman Kedusha Shabbos, and everybody in the community is doing it, the entire tzibur is doing it, then yechidim, individuals who live there or who are visiting there even, are obligated to do so as well, and they couldn't do malacha. One thing, you could still daven mincha, even after the tzibur is makabel Shabbos, but you personally weren't makabel Shabbos, but you're drawn after the tzibur, so that means you're drawn after the tzibur, you can't do malacha anymore. But if you didn't daven mincha, you still could daven mincha after that time. Okay, that pretty much wraps up what I was going to speak about in Halakas Neros. Maybe if there's something occurs to me before tomorrow that I overlooked that I think I should mention, maybe I will. But otherwise, very possible that we'll go on tomorrow and discuss some other topic. In the meantime, have a Pesach and Chanukah, and good night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.